And these are your two.
Hands.
And you have one. Two hands and one.
Palm of
or one. The whole thing.
Yeah, a hand.
Okay, and this is your
leg.
And you have two
feet.
And one.
And five toes.
Well, one. Five toes on one.
1 foot.
Okay, and the front part of your leg that you might bruise.
Calf.
The calf's the back
That's
part.
That's right,
calf.
The
front
part.
SH.
Shin bone.
And if you get down like this, you say, I'm getting down on my, this part.
All fours, I guess, don't you say?
Well, that's not really your all fours.
That's right.
Because you're only down on two of them.
Squatting and squatting down.
Yeah. This, what would you call that back part? Might you say hunkers or haunches?
Haunches, yeah.
All right. Would you ever say hunker down?
Yes, I've heard that, hunker down, yeah.
All right. If you had been, if somebody had been sick and he's up and about now, you might say, well, he still looks a little bit...
peaked.
Mm-hmm. And somebody who can lift heavy weights, he's big and...
stout, strong.
Stout means strong? Okay. Does stout ever mean butter that's going bad?
Yes.
It does. Oh, okay. Let's see. If somebody always has a smile on his face and he never loses his temper, you say he's mighty?
Mighty pleasant. Or...
Mm-hmm. How about a boy who can't walk through a room without falling all over the furniture? He's...
clumsy.
And if a person kept on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
dunce or...
Would you ever call anybody a fool?
No, I wouldn't.
Is it because the Bible says not to?
Well, I don't know. I don't call people a fool because I just... I never thought about it. But the Bible, I just don't call them foolish.
Okay.
Crazy.
Pardon?
Call them crazy or dunce, something like that.
A person who will never spend a penny, he's a...
miser.
Anything else?
Penny pincher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you use the word common about a person, what would you mean?
I mean they were very plain.
Is it an insult?
No, it's not.
If you said about a girl, she's common, would that be an insult?
No, it wouldn't be.
How do you say the word?
I'd say they're plain, very plain.
Well, the word...
common.
Okay. If an old person could still get around and do all his own chores and so forth, you'd say he's mighty...
pierced.
Okay, yes, good. I'm glad that had a chance to come out.
Nice.
Anything else?
No, that's... I just thought my father... That was my father's word. He's very pierced.
What might you
active.
Say? All right, good. And if... the children were out later than usual. You might say, I don't suppose there's anything to worry about, but I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
Mm-hmm. And if a child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
afraid.
All right, and...
I'm scared.
Yeah. The old gray mare, she ain't what she...
used to be.
All right, what's the opposite of used to be? You might say, she is afraid now, but she...
she... is not afraid.
Well, she is now, but she, would you say, didn't used to be, or she, used not to be, or not used to
she,
be?
She is not afraid now.
You wouldn't put a used to be in there.
No, I said she's okay. Not afraid now.
If somebody left a lot of money lying around and then went off and didn't lock his door, you'd say he's being very...
careless.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
dumb or stupid.
Okay, what's a word that means peculiar or odd?
Well, odd or peculiar, but it means the same thing.
Would you ever say queer to mean that?
Yes, queer.
Would you ever say she is a queer? Why not? What would that mean?
What does it mean? That,
does it mean homosexual?
Yes.
To use it as a noun? Okay. If a man is very sure of his own ways and he never wants to change, you say, don't be so.